Live from Hollywood, California, it's time to talk Dodger dogs, organ music, and traffic jams. Get your cameras ready. It's the home of the stars, Dodger Stadium, on this week's Ballpark Road Trip.
Hello, and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. In this podcast, we will be traveling around to each major league city and talking to locals who know their home ballpark inside and out. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder, and if you're listening to this podcast, you like ballparks, or you're planning on visiting a ballpark sometime in the future. Well, you've come to the right place. Here on Ballpark Road Trip, we will pick a different ballpark every week and cover everything you need to know for your trip, including transportation, tickets, food, places to eat while walking around. We'll talk pregame traditions, postgame spots, and anything else to help make your visit a success. Hello, and welcome to Ballpark Road Trip. I'm your host, Jacob Russell Snyder. We're ticking another ballpark off our list this week on our way to 30 all around the majors. Today, I'll be talking to a couple of Dodger fans about why they love their home ballpark, Dodger Stadium. One of my early ballpark road tripping experiences came at Dodger Stadium. When I was in sixth grade, this would have been the spring of 1990, we went down to LA for spring break. And this time, we weren't going to visit the relatives in Orange County. We weren't going to Disneyland. We were going to LA. We were talking Hollywood. We went to Universal Studios. We actually went to a TV taping of Wheel of Fortune. Vanna waved at me. It was a great time. And while we were on our way from one activity to the other, we passed Dodger Stadium on the freeway. My mom knew I was into baseball stadiums, so she decided to pull over, and we went up into the parking lot. And it was the end of March, so there was no game. This was before the season had started. But we drove all the way up to the top of the parking lot, which is behind the fourth deck in Dodger Stadium, right behind home plate. And we got out of our cars and we went up to the gate. And actually, the gate was open. And we asked one of the guards there, hey, can we just walk in and take a couple pictures? And he said, sure, no problem. So we walked in and I got to see Dodger Stadium from the inside. Now, I know that nowadays we have ballpark tours where you get to see the park when it's empty. But at this point, it was really cool to go inside an empty stadium, especially a big stadium like Dodger Stadium, to get some pictures when no one was there. So that was really cool. My first experience going to a game at Dodger Stadium would have been in college. As I mentioned earlier in the Angel Stadium episode, I went to school in Southern California at UC Irvine, and I definitely made it up the 5 freeway from Orange County to Dodger Stadium a few times. In fact, I'm pretty sure my first game at Dodger Stadium wasn't even for my team. I went to see a preseason game between the New York Yankees and the Dodgers. You know, that series right before the start of the season. Now, in college, I was dating a girl who was a big Yankee fan. I know, but trust me, besides that, she was really cool. Anyway, she wanted to go to the game, and she wore her Yankees hat, and in the 7th inning, she got a beer dumped on her head by the Dodger fan sitting behind us. So that kind of left a sour taste in my mouth. My second time at Dodger Stadium was for a game, and I remember I got so frustrated because you couldn't move from deck to deck or move all the way around the stadium. You were kind of confined to your area, and I thought that was so lame. So that kind of left me with a negative impression as well. But now, 20-something years later, from what I hear, it's all been rectified. You can now move freely around the stadium from deck to deck and all the way around. And I hear that Dodger fans no longer get drunk and beat up people. So it's the perfect time to go to a Dodger game. Recently, I've noticed Dodger Stadium more and more regularly getting listed in the top 10 of a lot of people's rankings. So I want to talk to a couple Dodgers fans to see if they can convince me that I should be putting Dodger Stadium up in the top of my rankings as well.
Dodger Stadium.
Welcome, you guys. Welcome to the Ballpark Road Trip podcast. We have Dan Harrison and Madison Fimmer, both, I'm guessing, longtime Dodger fans. Dan, how long have you been going to Dodger games?
I'm a New Yorker, so I grew up as a Yankee fan, and I have had no problem in my time in L.A. rooting for both teams, other than a handful of not super important games a year, since they haven't been in the World Series against each other since 81. So I've gone to at least a couple hundred Dodger games, and I've been going to the Dodger games since 88.
So being a Yankee fan, really quickly, I was just telling the home audience about a time that my girlfriend and I, back in, I want to say maybe 1998, went to a Dodger-Yankee preseason game. And so I'm wondering if you might have been at that game. Would you have gone to a game if the Yankees had come into town for preseason, like, you know, that weekend before?
100%.
Yeah, right. So Madison, how long have you been going to Dodgers games?
I've been going to games since I was probably 3 or 4, but I remember it since probably 10, 11, 12. So like 15 years.
Yeah. How many games do you think you go to a year? Are you a season ticket holder, or do you like to go and purchase your tickets game by game?
Growing up, my dad shared season tickets with someone, and then I just go game by game based on when I can go schedule-wise. But I don't really have an average yet because it totally depends on work schedule. But last season, I think I went to like 35, and the season before I was like 45, 50.
So you guys both are pretty familiar with the renovations and updates that they've made recently to Dodger Stadium. We'll talk a little bit about those in a little bit, but where do you guys like to sit? Dan, where do you like to sit usually? Do you sit in the same place, or do you change your location?
Yeah, I was a very, very long time season ticket holder. I actually gave them up last year. But in the ballpark app history, it says I've been to 175 games just since the ballpark app started tracking. So that gives you a sense. My tickets were on the field level under the overhang. And for my money, that's a great place to sit because you're never in the sun.
Nice. Yeah. What about you, Madison? Where do you like to sit when you go to games?
I like to sit out of the sun also. I like to sit reserve level though. It's my favorite just because you can see a lot, but then also if I'm there with someone who isn't always as into the game as I am, then they can do other things. I don't have to worry about it and I could still watch the game. I also like the home run seats quite a bit. It's definitely a gamble where you're going to sit in the home run seats, but I think it's a good time.
Why do you say it's a gamble? What is it, general admission, or what do you mean?
So the home run seats are not, they're newer, not new, but they're newer. And so it's a gamble in that if someone hits a home run, and are they going to hit it to where you are? And is it going to be your team that you can keep that ball, or is it going to be someone else's that you have to throw it back?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Do you guys have a throwback home run culture there at Dodger Stadium?
I wouldn't say it's huge. I would say it depends on who the opponent is.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit more frequent in the past couple of years, but historically not a big thing.
Definitely don't want a Giants ball or a Padres ball. All right. So if you were recommending, let's kind of start from the beginning. If you were recommending to people, Madison, why don't I start with you, because you get your tickets game to game. Do you go through the team site, or do you like to do the secondary market? What works well in LA?
I have friends who usually go secondary sites. I will either go through team site or I'll just go to the stadium and get it there. Partly because I do it that way so often that I generally know the people, that are there and I can at least say hi, which is quite a lot, but, I like that a lot better because then no matter where I do it, I know where I'm sitting, but I like to go through the team.
Do you know whether they have less, fees or things getting it at the stadium as opposed to buying online? Or is it just because you like to be in there choosing your tickets at the box office?
There are certainly less fees. I just find that there's also more options or more availability if I'm going there. Especially if it's, so I'm a teacher, so if it's like teacher appreciation night package, I have opportunity to go in and ask that in person, whereas you can buy it on the site, you can't buy that on second parties.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on getting tickets, Dan?
Well, I think more important than the ticket, I've sat, well, I will say this, I've sat in every section other than the bleachers and the red top deck seats, but I think parking is actually more important than where you're sitting.
So how can you strategize your parking in terms of your game experience? So how does that come into effect?
For my money, I would want to, if I were coming in from out of town, I would want to park in Lot K. And Lot K is kind of shaped like a hot dog, if you will. And there's an inner circle and an outer circle for Dodger Stadium. It's ringed by parking lots. Dodger Stadium is the only ballpark in the country without much of an exterior because it's built into the side of a mountain. So it's not like there's a 360 to walk around. But Lot K is in between the inner circle and the outer circle, and it's a long, skinny lot. The best place to park is at the bottom of Lot K on the far end, because when it's time to leave, you can be out of Dodger Stadium in 5 minutes or less.
I guess that leads me to my next question. No judgment, no embarrassment. Are you guys early leavers or early or late arrivers, or do you like to stay for the game? How do you manage the world famous traffic jams outside of Dodger Stadium? Madison, what do you do?
Traffic is a real thing, but I have a thing. I cannot get there later than the national anthem. I have to be in my seat by the national anthem. And even when, like, I'll risk my family leaving without me before I will leave early. And then, like, I've had friends who had to leave, and that's like no problem, but I can't do it. I have to stay till the last out.
So do you just deal with the traffic, or do you strategize at all? Like Dan was saying, do you have any tips to get out of there quicker, or do you just turn on the post game show and make an hour of it?
I really agree. Preferred parking is definitely the way to go. To do general parking, you're just kind of shooting yourself in the foot from the beginning of the day. It's not conducive to exit if from general parking. There's just not a lot of ways. Preferred parking, I like because I can get there quickly, and then I feel like from there you can get out quickly, and then I don't have as much traffic. I do stay till the last out, but I'm also standing for the last two because I'm like, okay, ready to go. I have all my things, so.
Get to the edge of the aisle. Yeah. So clarify for me, is preferred parking an extra charge that you would buy when you're buying tickets? Like you'd also buy a preferred parking pass?
Yes.
Okay. And you think that is, and both of you are nodding your head, like that is probably a good thing to do while you're also buying your tickets. So that's great. Cool. Now, I guess you guys, we talked a little bit about, the different levels of the stadium and the lack of a facade, but they have kind of renovated a little bit so that you can now, you can walk around the whole stadium. Is that right? Can you go from deck
Yes.
to deck?
Yes.
I
They did,
now,
they didn't
yeah.
used to allow vertical movement, and you didn't used to be able to go 360 because of the way the stadium was constructed, and now they allow both.
Both of you have been going to games for a long time. Is that a noticeable improvement for you? I know that for me as a visitor, not being able to go from deck to deck was always a little frustrating. How did you guys feel about this new renovation, Madison?
I go with a variety of different people, and I really enjoy the, like, if I go with, like, my mom, for example, she likes to go walk around during the game, and I like that she could just walk around the whole thing and I don't have to, like, direct her back because she doesn't know it as well. I also like that there's just more opportunity for me to walk around before the game and see different baseball memorabilia. I really like that. Before in the outfield, like outside, there was just like stairs and it didn't connect previously.
Right.
And I like now that there's more things out there, a lot of stuff for kids, but also like there's baseball memorabilia built into certain areas. And I really like that because then I can show someone like, oh, this is this thing, or this is from this time, and I appreciate that it's not like one spot by itself, but that it's kind of all over the park in different areas that you could see no matter where you're sitting, where your seats are, where you've walked to.
As opposed to like a specific Dodgers Hall of Fame that might be in one spare. This is all spread out throughout the whole ballpark. Dan, tell me a little bit more about these places. What, I like to walk around the fourth inning. I need to stretch my legs. Are there some places that people could walk around and visit, either whether it's before the game or during the game? How's this new outfield looking and other places in the park?
Well, I mean, the new outfield is a lot of food and drink, but I would say that that's, for my money, LA is the best food city in the country. And I mean, like, there's no question New York pizza, Chicago pizza, they're better pizza cities, but for just the variety and, really top-notch restaurants, Dodger Stadium's food is somewhat lacking in that regard. It's not reflective of being in the best food city in the country. But there are, when you walk around, as Madison said, like if you're on the club level where the suites are, there is a lot of memorabilia that's worth seeing up there that you can walk through on the way to, like, from let's say left field to center field, left field to home plate. And there's some escalators at home plate. There's a lot of interesting photo-worthy memorabilia. I happen to like taking photos as a hobby, not with an actual digital camera, so not with my iPhone. So I take a lot of baseball photos and have taken pictures of a lot of the memorabilia at Dodger Stadium.
Nice. So we're talking food. We're kind of transitioning to food. And you agree, Madison, that the food at Dodger Stadium is kind of lacking? I mean, I feel like one of the most famous baseball food items are at Dodger Stadium. Would you recommend just people just getting a Dodger dog and calling it a day? Or are even Dodger dogs a little lacking these days?
So I grew up with the old Dodger dog, and it's always going to have a special place in my heart. But I would actually agree, like, LA has a lot of great food, and I don't think that necessarily translates all the way to Dodger Stadium. I will say that I really like the taqueria options, but I would say also, like, that doesn't translate to everybody or the whole park. I sit in reserve, so the taqueria is right next to me, and it's very convenient, and I really like it. But a lot of the other things, it's not the best. I will say I've been to other ballparks and stuff, and I still think Dodger Stadium is my favorite, but the food, there's a nostalgic aspect of the Dodger dog for me, but then there's other food options that I'm like, that's has room for improvement.
Did something change with the Dodger dog? Dan, did they replace or redo the
Yeah, they
vendor?
the new ownership. Well, there have been multiple owners over the course of my time as a Dodger fan, but I just feel like the food has not transitioned as well as it should have. And it's a it's a great ballpark. I love going. I've been to all 30 ballparks, so I'm one of those fans. So and I've been to 40 odd MLB ballparks because of closings and openings. But there are other ballparks whose food I would definitely rank. I would put Dodger Stadium in the bottom half food-wise, but it is one of my favorite places to watch a game.
So, what can be done about the food? Would you say people can bring their own food in and they should maybe get a burrito from somewhere down, a taco truck?
People can bring in their own food and can bring in a beverage in a plastic bottle, as long as the bottle has
Right.
not been opened.
Right. I would say another option would be to find a place before or after a game at a ballpark. Is that possible in LA with the location in the middle of the parking lot and it being a big driving area? Would you say there are places or neighborhoods that are not too far away? Like, can you go down to Koreatown and get some, I don't know, some Korean barbecue, or are there taco places? Madison, what do you think is around the ballpark?
I mean, it's not as close as some other places. I did a I've also been to quite a few other places, and there's definitely food closer in other places, but there's always street tacos somewhere in the vicinity. But my family often, not always, but often went to Philippe's beforehand. But yeah, just like Dan said, you can bring in your own food. And one thing that is kind of cool about being in LA is that, I mean, I work in Pasadena, and I've gone many a time from work to pick up a sandwich from my favorite place to a game. And that's really convenient, and that's definitely an option. And so I would even go so far as to say it's rare that I go to a game and there's not someone in the area that has like a bag full of their favorite food that they're about to crack open and eat at the game, because you can. And it's really convenient, and it's what I do very frequently.
Is Philippe's the French dip place? The birth of the French dip? Yeah, I've been there. I would recommend Philippe's. That's a great thing. You get your sandwich and you can, that's a good to go option. You can get your sandwich and take it into the ballpark. Are either of you, or have either of you been batting practice or autograph people ever? You guys ever, Dandila, ever come early to a game for batting practice, or have you ever seen people doing that?
I've only done it when I've been invited to like go on the field, or my kids were doing Kids Take the Field, which is pretty fun, where they have 9 kids run out onto the field and get an autograph ball from one of the players right before the start of the game. They don't do that every game, but it was fun when my kids were little.
Do you guys know of any other special days like that? Do they do any Sunday kids run the bases or any other kinds of fun things? You guys are both nodding your head. Madison, what do you, do they have fireworks nights? What kind of special days do they have usually every year?
We have so many special nights.
Name them all now, please.
Yeah, no, we'll be here all night long. There's definitely kids run the bases on Sundays, because usually Sundays is a 1 o'clock game. It used to be every Friday was fireworks, but last season it was a lot of fun because it took turns fireworks show and drone show, which was a lot
All
of
right.
fun, and I really enjoyed that. And then there's just the There's so many like themed days and giveaway things that are themed or connected to other stuff. There's a lot of like fan experience things that are also set up, which is a lot of fun. But Kids Run the Bases is a favorite of mine.
Dan, can you think of any ways that people can save money going to a game? I feel like, especially this year, Dodgers games are going to be a little pricier. They're a little more in demand. You know, all the stars are out, and people are always going to want to figure out ways to save a little bit, especially at a big stadium like Dodger Stadium. Any tips?
Well, I do think buying on the secondary is probably worth it. I think you could probably, because Dodger Stadium now has the greatest capacity in the MLB, that you can buy tickets day of game, unless it's a, the Yankees coming into Dodger Stadium.
Right.
You're going to find tickets. And I think bringing your own food is going to save money, because the food prices are pretty steep. I don't think that Uber versus parking is going to wind up netting out, winning in any way for anybody, because there's so much traffic. The Uber price is going to be high. You're also going to have to wait to get out, and you're going to pay again, versus driving and just stocking it up and know that you're getting in and getting out in a reasonable time.
You know, that reminds me, I recently went to a concert at Dodger Stadium. I haven't been to a game in Dodger Stadium for about 20 years, but I went to a concert earlier this year and we took the shuttle from Union Station. Have either of you ever taken that shuttle bus from Union Station? It was free for the concert. I don't know. Madison, you've taken that shuttle before?
Yeah, I've taken the Dodger Stadium Express. I think it's kind of, you have to be smart about it. If you're going and you're trying to be like a first, 30,000 fans in attendance, maybe drive, because the shuttle doesn't start running until the doors open, until the gates open. Not even parking, but till the gates open. And the reality is, like, it takes a long time. It takes a long time to load people and unload people. I've taken it a few times and have since decided parking is the way to go for me.
All right.
In a perfect world, it would be a great solution. But if you're going to say you've been there and you're not worried about getting there late, It's a great option because it is a lot more inexpensive to park at Union Station. It's like $6, and then you could take the free shuttle. But I agree, Ubering it is going to be a little bit nuts. You're going to have a lot of headache, and parking is just it is more expensive, but it gives you peace of mind, in my opinion.
A lot of history at Dodger Stadium. Are there any traditions or cheers or things people should make sure that they're in their seats for, as opposed to walking around? Any fun thing either in the before the game or the national anthem?
Well, I just think it was so special when Vin Scully was there, and he was just the soundtrack of summer in LA, as so many people have, rightfully said. So, he would say it's time for Dodger baseball, and I think anybody who's been a Dodger fan long enough to know Vin, which I'm sure Madison is in that group, know how special it was to have an announcer like Vin. But I don't think that there are other traditions that come to mind
But that one is
that
play. Do they play a recording of that at the beginning of games? Do they still do It's Time for Dodger Baseball?
they have somebody come up to a microphone and say
Okay.
it.
Okay, great. Like a special guest introduction for the day.
Yeah.
Your organ player is pretty good, Madison. Either of you enjoy the organ, or do you guys find him find that organ player annoying? I love all the pop culture references.
I really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun also to kind of sit back, and if you're really listening and you're paying attention to what's going on and listening, and there's so many like very nuanced references sometimes, and sometimes they go over my head, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I totally know what that means. Or he'll play songs, and then the lyrics have to do something on the field, or if the score is 5-0, he'll play the Hawaii 5-0 theme song. There's just so many things that are really cool. But again, it's one of those you have to kind of be paying attention and kind of have an idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
But
But
it's
that's
a lot of
another
fun.
fun. It's a fun layer to add to that, to also be trying to figure out what the organ guy is seeing on the field to reference that song. What about you, Dan?
Yeah, no, I love the organ. Nancy B was
All right.
the original organist when I started going, and now it's Dieter Ruhl, I think. And he is great. I agree with everything Madison said.
Would you guys recommend, if people have, let's say they come in for the weekend and they only have time for one game, would you recommend a Friday night game, a Saturday game? I don't know if they do day or nighttime on Saturdays, or a Sunday afternoon game at Dodger Stadium. What do you think, Dan?
That's super easy. I would avoid the Friday traffic and go to either Saturday or Sunday, regardless of time. Saturday's sort of evenly split between day games and evening games because the Dodgers are often in the Fox late, game evening window. And then Sunday, you get some ESPN games and you get a bunch of 1 o'clock games. But I just think there is no question, I would avoid the Friday traffic in favor of Saturday, regardless of timing, Sunday, regardless of timing.
How about you, Madison? Do you agree with that, or do you have other games you like to go to?
I mean, it's always hard because I am not a fan of the Friday traffic either. It's totally real. But I also sunburn really easily. So if someone is coming in, Sunday 1 o'clock games are no joke. And it's not a bad thing, but it's definitely something to be prepared for, of like, maybe ask someone, when is my seat going to be in the shade? I know there's like websites that have all information about that, but 4 o'clock games are a lot better than 1 o'clock games. But I don't think there's a bad game at Dodger Stadium. Saturdays are probably my go-to in that bunch, only because it's more likely to be like a 6 o'clock and it's a little bit earlier. But no, I would agree. I'd avoid that Friday 7 o'clock with everything in me.
Just bring your sunscreen, bring a wide brim hat, all the things you need for a nice sunny day, as opposed
But
to a day at the beach.
you can also sit in the loge under an overhang, or field
That's
under an
true. Yeah.
overhang, or those are always good to avoid the sun.
So the Yankees Dodger game that I mentioned earlier, my girlfriend wore a Yankees hat and got a beer dumped on her. Is it safe to wear your colors if you are a visiting team member? We've got a big old shake of the head from Dan. Dan saying, nope, do not wear your colors. Even nowadays, even with them being such a world famous team.
I mean, I tend not to wear anything when I go to a ballpark of any, but I did wear a Yankee hat to the Home Run Derby 2 years ago when the Dodgers had, the All-Star game,
Just the home run
and
derby.
just to the Home Run Derby, and I got yelled at.
Madison, do you do a lot of yelling at people wearing their other colors?
No, I actually really enjoy people who like come in from different places. I also would never yell at someone because that also just doesn't feel very nice. But
I don't think you're the kind of person who would be yelling at a Yankees
No.
fan or.
But a really good friend of mine is a Yankees fan and really likes to go to games with me here and loves the banter a little bit. And I definitely think there is a lot to be said for the banter at Dodger Stadium, but it also can go really bad really fast. I also will say too, it depends on the team. I
Yeah,
would
there's more hated
advise
teams than others, right?
for sure. And again, it's when you kind of have to know your audience. Don't wear Giants, don't wear Houston, don't wear San Diego, don't wear Yankees.
Feel free to wear your Pirates or your Tigers hat,
I mean, I've been at games where there's like kids wearing stuff and people are like, "Oh, may tell you." Like it definitely there's a lot that can go wrong, but also there's a lot that can go really right depending on the team.
It can be a lot of fun. I know that when I went and saw the Giants back in the early 2000s, I definitely took my Giants hat off as I went to the parking lot at the end of the game. At the parking lot, that might be a good time to zip up over your jersey or whatnot. So the last thing I will say is, I mentioned this earlier. I haven't mentioned it to you guys, but when I went to Dodger Stadium early on, there were, the fans were a little rude to me. I'm a big fan of facades of ballparks. I love the outside architecture. And as you said earlier, there's not much of a facade. So, I don't have Dodger Stadium as high as many people do these days. As it's gotten older, it's become more classic. More people are ranking it higher and higher on their list. So do me a favor and you don't have to give me an essay or anything like that, but tell me why should I be appreciating Dodger Stadium more than I do? Dan, well, let's start with you. Why should I be liking Dodger Stadium and having it high up on my list?
Well, I would make a pitch for LA, Greater Southern California, actually, and say the second oldest park in both leagues is in LA. So it's hard to believe, but Anaheim is the second oldest park in the American League. Dodger Stadium is the second oldest park in the National League. Dodger Stadium is that they've made, huge investments in the park over the years. I think it's beautiful. I think they've done a great job making it more accessible. They put in the Jackie Robinson statue, the Sandy Koufax statue. I think that they have the right amount of nostalgia without it getting too much. I think they could retire a couple of other numbers. Like I don't think there's anybody from the, great 70s Dodger teams who've had their numbers retired other than Tommy Lasorda. But the sun is shining here. If you're going to come to LA, you're not going to have to worry about a rain out ever. And you're going to see a beautiful game in a beautiful setting. So I do think the food is the minus on it, but I think the setting is an A plus.
That's great. Madison, you've already said a couple times Dodger Stadium is your favorite place to watch a game. Help convince me that this is a wonderful place. I'm not saying that I don't think it is, but tell me
No.
why you love it so much.
Well, a part of why I love it so much is because it's where I grew up, but also like having been to other places, there's some really cool ballparks out there, but I really think that Dodger Stadium has a lot for everyone. If you're really into just absolute baseball magic, there's a lot to be said for that, and you can see a lot and experience a lot. And if you're there for vibes and a good time, you can experience that too. And if you're in a crowd of people, like there's a lot that's conducive. I agree that it's a lot more accessible. And then I just think there's a lot of nostalgia there that even if you are just a baseball fan, you can go and see so much memorabilia. I think they've done a really good job at putting a lot of memorabilia there without it feeling like a museum. Because I've been to baseball museums and I like that, but that's not everyone's cup of tea. And so I think Dodger Stadium does a really good job of balancing it out. And I totally agree. The food is a minus, but I think that we make up for it in the ability to get great food not too far away and just bring it in.
That's great. That's great. I'm very excited to head down to LA in a couple months and probably won't see a game, but I'm very excited. I haven't done the Dodger Stadium tour. Have either of you done the tour of Dodger Stadium, the behind the scenes? Both of you have. It's a good tour. Would you recommend people take the tour as well if they have a little extra time while they're in town?
Definitely.
Yeah, great. Well, I'm excited to see all the renovations. Thank you guys for talking with me. It was really great having two Dodger fans to tell us all the ins and outs of Dodger Stadium. Thanks again to Dan and Madison for talking with us and giving us tons of great information. Now, if you visit LA, you are going to want a car. And if you're spending money on your ball game and your hotel and your food and your rental car and your gas, you might be looking for some free things to do while you're in town. So here are three of my favorite free things to do in LA. Number three, go to Venice Beach. Not only do you have the famous California beaches for you to visit, but you can check out all the bodybuilders at Muscle Beach and take a walk back into the Venice canals. Check out the houses and bridges all along the canals. It's very cute. Number two, drive around and check out different filming locations. It's so cool to see where all your favorite movies and TV shows were filmed. And I don't mean like studio tours, I mean around LA. Many things were filmed in Hollywood and filmed in LA and the surrounding areas. For example, I went up to the Bronson Caves in Griffith Park. That's where they filmed the old Batman series with Adam West. That's where the Batcave was, with the Batmobile coming in and out. Then we went to Century City to take a picture of the Fox Tower, otherwise known as Nakatomi Plaza in Die Hard. Drive around for the day and visit the homes of the Golden Girls, the Brady Bunch, 6 Feet Under, and Back to the Future. Number one, go see a TV taping. As I mentioned earlier, we saw Wheel of Fortune when I was young, but I've seen plenty of TV shows being filmed in my life. I've also seen David Letterman a couple times, Third Rock from the Sun, Whose Line Is It Anyway, Conan a couple times. I saw The Tonight Show, Late Night with Seth Meyers, a lot of late night talk shows. And it's great because not only do you get to be entertained for a few hours, but it's completely free. What you want to do is you want to go online and check out oneiota.com for talk shows like Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, I saw Jimmy Kimmel also. For talk shows like Jimmy Kimmel and After Midnight, or go to on-camera-audiences.com for The Price is Right and other game shows. Most shows have an age requirement, and most need you to sign up, a little bit in advance. So as soon as you know when you're going, check out one of those sites and see if they have a TV taping on that day. Anyway, that's our show for today. Next time, we will be traveling to Arizona to visit Chase Field. Until then, this is Jacob Russell Snyder saying, next time, we will be traveling to Arizona to visit Chase Field. See you then.
Thank you for listening to Ballpark Road Trip. If you like what you hear, feel free to follow the show on Instagram at Tours with Jacob. If you would like to get in touch with the show, you can send us a message on Instagram or feel free to email us at tourswithjacob@gmail.com. We'd love to hear any recommendations you have for your home ballpark. You can send us an audio recording by using your voice memo app on your smartphone and emailing it to tourswithjacob@gmail.com. Please keep your suggestions and recommendations to a minute or less, but feel free to send as many as you'd like. We'll make sure to get them on the show at some point. Thanks for listening. See you next time.